Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Take God's word for it. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear because fear has to do with punishment. The man who fears is not made perfect in love. And that was 1 John 4:18. And as I like to say, take God's word for it. You know, today, so many people suffer from worry of various kinds and fears. I mean, we live in such a crazy fast society. I can't even put it into words, but everybody's just, you know, flying here and there, you know, and relatively recently, I flew just one flight after another in a multi-city trip. So it was just really intense. And I encountered just all kinds of people on that trip. The Lord blessed the trip, but it reminded me just seeing so many travelers looking so tired and kind of frazzled. And, you know, it can be really, really challenging today. You know, preceding generations had other issues with which they had to deal and cope. But this current scenario is really unique in human history. And yet, God's word remains timeless and ever timely. So today, I'm just going to ask you a blunt question. Are you worried sick about something? Are you battling fears of the future or of the present or of the past repeating itself? You don't have to worry. God has everything under control. You just need to turn to Him and experience His love more deeply. He will help you do what's right, and He will help you. He will carry your burdens for you. You don't have to take it anymore, so to speak. Just take it to the Lord, because He can definitely handle it. Just hand it over, and He can handle it, and He'll hold you all the while. And it's amazing, because His perfect love just totally melts away the stress, melts away the fears, melts away the heartaches. We just need to pause, you know, silence your cell phone, you know, spend time in His presence, experience Him. And, you know, as so many people are trying to be perfect, they're getting all these surgeries done, these cosmetic surgeries, these, all kinds of money in America is going towards trying to look young, trying to look pretty, trying to look handsome, trying to look like even a celebrity. And that's so sad, you know, because God loves you already. God loves you already, and He is perfect, and we don't have to try to be perfect before the Lord. What I mean by that is we can give Him our weaknesses. We can give Him our burdens. We can repent from our sins, and He will give us grace and forgiveness and restoration. And we can rely on Him and not on ourselves, not on products, not on people, but on the Lord. Oh, how great is His love for you. We try to attain perfection, but you know what? God already loves you, and it's time to just focus on His love and share that love with others. Oh, how beautiful. How beautiful is His love. Oh, His love for you, for me. It's beyond expression. So let's praise him for that today. He's the only one that we can really trust and enjoy forever. So, as we thank God for being God, let's thank him for being so perfect and for giving us his perfect love. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being who you are. You are so loving. You are perfect. And you help us. You help us so much. I'm sorry if I ignore anything in this day or in previous days or in days to come. I am sorry that I don't notice you all the time. I want to, Lord. I want to love you with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love others with your love. Lord, I just pray right now that you would just so fill us with you that people will see you and not us. And Lord, some people right now are just crying out to you as Savior and Lord, and we just welcome you as Savior and Lord in our hearts. Forgive us our sins. We repent. We hate sin because we know it offends you and it's not something you want us to ever have. And we hate sin, but we love you and we ask for your help to walk in your love and walk in your truth. Cast out the fear, Lord, and replace that space in our hearts with your love. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. When you start to feel afraid, take a moment and distract yourself by thanking God for his love. And just read scripture about his love. It's not hard to find. It's online, BibleGateway.com. You can take pictures of scripture and have it as your, desktop background, as your cell phone's picture. So you can do it. Just find scripture that's about God's love and focus on it this week. So remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Stay involved in church, enjoy Jesus, and join us at prayingpals.org for extra prayer support 24/7. Until next time, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus loves you.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stolting.